Welcome to Meet the Press. I'm Carrie Dan. Once again, it is a Monday, so we're going to drop a little knowledge about data and history with our number of the week here on the Chuck Toddcast. You know the drill. There's one little number and a deep dive into the bigger story of what it all means. And today's number is 152, which is the number of years since a president declined to attend his successor's inauguration. It is a streak that is set to be broken on January 20th, when Donald Trump will become the first president since then, and only the fifth president ever in U.S. history, to skip the formal presidential transfer of power in person. The others, by the way, are John Adams, John Quincy Adams, Martin Van Buren, and Andrew Johnson. More on them in a minute. Now, the president made the formal announcement that he would be skipping the inauguration on Twitter. In fact, it was his last tweet on the platform, perhaps ever, right before Twitter permanently suspended his account late last week. President-elect Joe Biden, for his part, responded to that announcement by saying, in essence, "Well, that's just fine by me." But because we can learn from history, if we choose to, that is, I suppose, it's worth taking a look at the company that President Trump will join on January 20th, when many of the nation's other luminaries, past presidents, and in fact his own vice president, Mike Pence, will join Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in Washington, D.C. So why did those other four presidents ditch the inauguration when their successor took office? The most recent one, as I mentioned, was 152 years ago, which brings us back to 1869, and the president was Andrew Johnson. Johnson has a couple of things in common with Donald Trump. He, too, was a one-term president. He, too, had been impeached by the United States House. And critics of Trump would also argue that both men made America's racial politics way, way worse than they had to be. After becoming president in the wake of Abraham Lincoln's assassination, Johnson steadfastly opposed the expansion of civil rights for Black people, and he undermined the movement for Reconstruction in the South. Most historians actually now say that Andrew Johnson was basically the single worst person for the job of president after the Civil War. So there's that. One person who certainly agreed that Andrew Johnson was not great at presidenting was his successor, the incoming president Ulysses S. Grant. Grant thought Johnson was a racist, and he supported his impeachment. Johnson despised Grant right back. Grant refused to share a carriage with Andrew Johnson from the White House to the Capitol during the inauguration, and Johnson said, "Well, then, forget it," and he just stayed in the White House instead. Yes, American history was ultimately made that day by an argument about, among many other things, carpooling. By the way, fun fact, inaugurations were generally just not great for Andrew Johnson. At his own inauguration 4 years earlier, he was kind of in the middle of, I guess, a bender, and he gave a drunken and rambling speech to the Senate and ended up too drunk to even swear in new senators. It sounds like the world's most awkward best man speech, except instead of being at a wedding, it's literally democracy at stake. So that's Andrew Johnson. So who else skipped an inauguration? Moving backwards in time, let's go back to 1841. Martin Van Buren didn't attend the inauguration of his successor, William Henry Harrison. But nobody is really sure exactly why. The two men seemed to get along fine. Van Buren even hosted Harrison for a dinner at the White House a few weeks before inauguration. Whatever the reason, though, Van Buren missed the longest inaugural address in history and the shortest presidency, because William Henry Harrison died a month later. Before that, it was a family affair. You have to go back all the way, in fact, to 1801, the inauguration of just the third president of the United States, who was Thomas Jefferson. His predecessor, John Adams, declined to attend Jefferson's inauguration, too. In fact, he peaced out from the White House in a stagecoach at 4 a.m. on the day of. Now, John Adams never wrote exactly why he did that, But keep in mind, this was uncharted territory for the country at the time. After all, George Washington had attended Adams' inauguration, the second president, but there was a key difference, right? Washington just stepped aside. Adams had straight up lost the election to Jefferson, who was in an opposition party, and it was the first time that had ever happened in the young country's history. And the campaign of 1800 was pretty ugly. Adams' opponents called him out of touch, an elitist, and fat. They even started a rumor that he had tried to marry off his kid to a daughter of George III to create some kind of British-American dynasty, and that he was only talked out of it when George Washington confronted him with a sword. Jefferson's opponents, meanwhile, spread rumors that he was doing weird, godless ritual stuff at Monticello. Y'all think QAnon is this totally new thing, but have to say, these kind of rumors have been happening since the dawn of the nation, man. So, for whatever reason, maybe to save himself the indignity, or perhaps because he just wasn't formally invited, or because he just wanted to get the hell out of Dodge, John Adams skipped out of the inauguration in 1801. Now, I mentioned this was all a family affair. That's because John Quincy Adams, John Adams' son, also made the same call as his dad did in 1829, after Andrew Jackson was elected and replaced John Quincy Adams. All of that also came after a particularly nasty presidential campaign. And when I say nasty, I mean Jackson supporters accused John Quincy Adams of actually being a pimp, and Adams supporters called Jackson a murderer and a bigamist. That kind of nasty. So, also for reasons never formally explained, probably a little petty, and also probably maybe somewhat understandable, John Quincy Adams also skipped out of his successor's inauguration. Now, these were all very different men at different times in history. But all of them do have one thing in common. All of the previous four who skipped their successor's inauguration, that would be Andrew Johnson, Martin Van Buren, John Adams, and John Quincy Adams, and Trump, who will soon join that group, have in common that they were all one-term presidents. That's a lid for us. If you'd like to hear more of this free short audio podcast, you can always download us on your favorite podcast app.